This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is an eminent NUCA chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, who focuses on gut health. We're going to actually bring a doctor in who is, along with Jack, an expert when it comes to taking care of your gut. It is so important to your health. Bringing in Dr. Michael Murray, who's a naturopathic doctor, written 30 books about natural approaches to health. If you are interested in your gut, and Jack will tell you, and so will Dr. Murray, it's the most important thing in your body. And I'm sure we get into probiotics and all that other material. It's gut check time. Dr. Murray, welcome into Good Day Health. I'm going to leave you and Dr. Stockwell to talk about this because you're both experts. The only expertise I have is what I know from Jack about what needs to go on in my stomach. And this is so. Okay. This is an opportunity for everybody to really benefit from the two of you doing, as I suggested a minute ago, a gut check.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Murray, you and I must be brothers of another mother. I am an upper cervical chiropractor. I just specialize in C1, the Atlas. It's called NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A. And my wife and I are certified GAPS practitioners of several years, and we have been addressing the gut for 15 years, I think, now. So as I read through your bio here, very fascinating, and I know a couple of naturopaths in the Salt Lake City area who could do well to pay attention to your website and learn from you because they're still missing a little bit on the gut. So let's just start right off. How widespread a problem is this? Doug and I have been talking about the gut for years. I want you to add to it, bring your expertise to this. How bad is the gut problem in America with digestive issues and everything else right now?
Well, it's bad. And, Hippocrates, the father of Western medicine, said it well. He said, all health begins in the gut. And that has to be a primary focus if you want to have good health and if you want to improve your health. And we know, just looking at some of the common symptoms, I'm not talking about diseases, I'm talking about gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, occasional diarrhea, heartburn. These conditions affect one out of three Americans on a chronic basis, and that really signifies that we have a big issue here with gut health, and a lot of that is related to the quality of the food that we eat. But as we age, especially, sometimes we're lacking certain factors and digestive secretions that really contribute to these common symptoms.
Well, people want a full belly. They get a full belly. They feel satisfied. They sit down and they watch TV. Yeah. They're going to watch football, whatever else. When you talk about the possibility of malnutrition creeping in, where is that coming from?
Well, one thing is a lack of high quality nutrition, but then there are a lot of people that eat fairly healthfully, but they're not absorbing their nutrients properly. They need a little support. Many people have a weak link in their chain. For a lot of people, it's their gut and it's their digestive secretion. So we can assist their digestion through diet and proper supplementation.
Well, I know where you're going with this supplementation because it's exactly what we tell our patients starting when they got the early signs of serious gut dysbiosis, bloating, gas, whether it smells or not, protein indigestion, these kinds of things taking place. What do you recommend for much better digestion and absorption of those digested nutrients?
Well, I recommend digestive enzymes. I know probiotics are something that a lot of people are immediately trying, and the marketing on probiotics right now is really quite heavy, and there's a great deal of research, exciting research, on the importance of healthy bacteria. But probiotics, which are health-promoting bacteria, do not digest food, and one of the big contributors to this dysbiosis that you mentioned is improper digestion. And if we're not breaking our food down completely, then what happens is that it feeds bacteria, and it can lead to the overgrowth of yeast and the wrong types of bacteria, and it can cause a lot of gas and bloating. And I see a lot of people reaching for probiotics when they should be reaching for a high-quality digestive enzymes.
Absolutely. There's another thing they reach for, too, because Mary and I, my wife is also a certified GAPS practitioner. We were sitting in a room the other day for a meeting, and there was a fellow off to us that looked obvious. He was having some kind of gastric distress, and he reached down to one of those big old bottles of Tums that must have at least 1,000 Tums in it, and poured them in his hand and started chewing them. Isn't that what most people look for when they feel a little acid indigestion? They go for Tums?
Yeah, Tums and stronger medications. You know, now that these stronger drugs, Zantac, Pepcid, Nexium, Prilosec, now that these are on the market and available over the counter, we're seeing, I think, a potential catastrophe because
Absolutely.
These drugs, what they do is they actually block digestion. The secretion of hydrochloric acid by our stomach is absolutely critical to kind of the domino effect of all the other important secretions. So if you're blocking that, you're going to see problems. That's what happens. We see lots of problems when people start relying on these drugs, which are really poor choices for long-term use. Long-term use of these drugs are associated with shortening your lifespan, increasing your risk for heart disease, certain forms of cancer, Alzheimer's disease, fractures, infections. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And they're not addressing the underlying cause. They're simply suppressing a symptom. And we have to get to the root cause. And the root cause for many people is lack of digestive secretions, whether it's hydrochloric acid or digestive enzymes. And people need to look there first.
Where can, now this is, boy, you and I could go on for 2 or 3 hours on this. Where can people get more information about what you're discussing today, and how can they stay connected with you?
Okay, first of all, for information on the importance of digestive enzymes, I'd recommend that they go to enzymedica.com, E-N-Z-Y-M-E-D-I-C-A. And if they want to stay connected to me, go to my website, drmurray.com, D-O-C-T-O-R-M-U-R-R-A-Y, drmurray.com, and lots of great free information there on how you can improve your health through natural means.
Good job, gentlemen. Thank you. Dr. Michael Murray with Jack Stockwell. Dr. Murray is the co-author of the book Textbook of Natural Medicine, best-selling Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine as well. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. The flu season this year is breaking records. Very bad one. Broken a few different records, actually, according to the feds. So not panic time. This is not a new pandemic like the one 100 years ago, but it is a severe flu season, one that's unusual in that it's hitting the whole country all at the same time. There are waves, according to the experts in the government. Influenza activity is on the rise, according to the director of the CDC. 10 children have been reported to have died from flu, Jack, bringing the total to 64 youngsters. Yeah. 110 children died in the U.S. from flu last season. Kills between 12 and 49,000 people a year. But there are, so far this year, 700,000 people have gone to the hospital with complaints that come from the flu. So it's a difficult season. You have at ForbiddenDoctor.com prepared some more. You're in the process, I guess. You've done a couple, and now there is more information that you're working on for the next podcast on the flu?
Yes. We've had two podcasts in the past, the flu or the vaccine, which is worse. But we have a new one that we're working on right now, the flu, how to avoid it and how to beat it if you get it. And we just had a webinar here a week ago for our VIP members on a private webinar about the flu and what to do if you even begin to be to the slightest symptoms, what to do. So that's going to come out in this next podcast. And it's, you know, you said it's not as bad as it was 100 years ago. Thank goodness. There were over 600,000 Americans that died 100 years ago from the Spanish flu.
Yep.
And you look at the statistics right now. I think what's going on, I'll tell you, I don't want to come from fear, but I'll tell you what I think right now, even with the 16 children who've died in Utah from this latest round, this could be a harbinger of something worse. that could come in the next flu season or the one after that, because our diets are so bad. And I don't want to beat up anybody about this. Our, you know, as we were talking with Dr. Murray there a few minutes ago, all these things are tending towards a weakening immune response when yep. these kinds of things show up. And there are people getting sick now who wouldn't have gotten sick 4 or 5 years ago. But because of our dietary choices and the other things that are going on in our lives, that immune, what we refer to as the immune alliance, there isn't really an immune system. I mean, you know where your heart is, you know where your stomach is. Where's your immune system? Well, it's in a lot of different places because a lot of different organs are involved with it. So we refer to it as an immune alliance rather than a system. And that's going to be very well presented in our next podcast that should be out in less than a week.
Well, the flu is something that does underscore where your immune system is. Are you going to get it if you're really old and infirmed? You have better chances. If you're very young and you don't have a strong immune system, yes. For those in between the young years and the old years, there is something that there. I just saw something this morning about a teacher who was 27 who died from it in the Boston area. So this is a rapidly deteriorating situation, even for healthy people. And so people have criticized me because yeah. they said, well, if you just have an immune system balance, is that going to really take care of it? I think in most cases it will, whether it does for everybody or not.
Well,
your decision.
The people out there running around right now who did not get the flu this season, that seem to have robust health about them. They occasionally get a little sniffles now and then, but they didn't come down with the flu, and they hardly ever have anything really serious happen to them. What's different between them and the half dozen people in their
office?
Well,
I think that's me. I'm that person that you've just described, and I eat a lot of fruit, a lot of vegetables, and frankly, getting on this supplement system from balanceofnature.com has helped me a lot. So for those of you who have not done this yet, you haven't availed yourself of the opportunity, go to balanceofnature.com and use the code DJV. And what you'll get is you get a lot of information because they have people there, they have a health coach that'll work with you. And then the obvious thing or the easy thing is to follow their prescription sort of for the capsules that are ripened fruits. And then there's another bottle of capsules that are powdered vegetables. Capsules, you can take them as they are. You can open them up and put them on your food, whatever it is. But there are up to 31 servings of fruits and vegetables in these two capsules. You take a couple of you take a fruit and a vegetable capsule in the morning, fruit and vegetable capsule in the evening, and you will enhance your immune system by 700% if you use it for a month. That's what they claim, and they have the proof to back up how well it works. So you want to have a strong immune system to give your body every possible defense for some of the things that are tough, flus, colds, that sort of thing. Get a free month supply to start on Balance of Nature products. Balanceofnature.com, code DJV. Do it now while you're thinking about it. I'm Doug Steffen. Lots of information is available for you from them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. These things are all a service of Jack's. And then we have our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, and a service putting together all the information. There's certainly plenty of it to be had. And so those of you who are conscious of your body, conscious of your well-being, I'm not here to tell you that this is the right way to think and this is the wrong way to think. I can tell you what's best for me in my fairly objective opinion, having spent the last week traveling around the country, going to Jack's clinic in Salt Lake City, to my brain doctor's clinic in Denver, to Ken Kronhaus's cardiology clinic in Florida, and visiting my own general practitioner in Boston. I got a pretty good pretty
We're
good feel for what's going
alive.
On inside my body,
yes.
Frankly. And it's with there's technology involved, there's interpretation involved, there's common sense involved, there's all kinds of things that are helpful and give you hope. We're talking about fighting the flu and what to do about that with various approaches that are recommended depending on where your doctor's coming from. I believe, and Jack believes, that your immune system is the most important thing. And that's why I talk about Balance of Nature and how their products help you to help yourself to a strong immune system. And I'll again repeat balanceofnature.com. with the code DJV. We'll give you all kinds of opportunities to enhance your immune system. The first month, of course, is, I shouldn't say of course, because how do you know that? That's one of the phrases that drives me nuts, Jack. Of course. How do you know unless we tell you? So never mind. Scratch, of course. I'm telling you, you can get the first month free of Balance of Nature capsules, the ripened fruits and vegetables, if you use the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. There's a way to fight the flu. And then there are other things. If you got a sore throat, a fever, a cough, stuffy nose, a lot of people take NyQuil. A lot of people take heavy dose of vitamin C. A lot of people say, I'm just going to bed for a while. My son had it, and he just said, okay, I'm going to bed. But there's some new research out, Jack. The best remedy could be hidden in your wine rack or a cup of tea. The study was conducted at Washington University School of Medicine, found that a compound which is in foods like wine and black tea and blueberries can help install more gut bacteria to fight infections. I thought that was pretty interesting. They tested some mice and used these flavonoids that come from the blueberries and the tea and the red wine. And your immune response was very strong, or at least theirs was.
Yeah.
We're on the path.
Along with studying mice, they could probably be studying the French, because the French have an extremely high saturated fat diet and very low heart disease. And mm-hmm. I think that the ingredients in wine and some and the butter and the other things that they eat have a long way to go with that. And you just mentioned the immune system again. The best remedy is, as I was, I don't know if I was it you or Dr. Murray, but the idea that we don't look at the immune system as a system like the cardiovascular system or digestive system. We look at it more as an alliance. Mm-hmm. There are so many aspects of our body that's involved. The long bones are making white blood cells. The thymus is educating white blood cells. The spleen is manufacturing
antigens.
Antigens. Antibodies. And that's something that Mary and I have a book at Amazon. It's extremely inexpensive, as it is extremely heavy in content. It's called Vaccinations, How Vaccines Wreck Human Immunity. And we published this a long time ago. It's something that we're working on a rewrite now. We're trying to finish a book by the end of this week on melting breast lumps or how to prevent breast cancer. It just, every time we turn around, there's something we want to add. It gets a little longer, gets a little longer. There's another one we're working on, fire in the belly, the 24 answer to indigestion. And the reason I bring up, and you and I talk about vaccinations all the time, and we have a VIP member from back east. And when she was pregnant with her third child, the swine flu was going around. You remember the old H1N1, of course.
Yep.
And though she didn't want it because she was into natural health at the time and really fought against it, her in-laws held an intervention for Pete's sake and forced her, to get the flu shot. Well, the mercury in that shot, and they're still giving flu shots to pregnant women, and what you need to know is the mercury in that shot, and all flu shots have mercury in it, goes right across the placental barrier into the developing baby. And the heavy metals, if you and I got exposed to mercury, that mercury is going to go to our gut as well as to the long bones where it's going to accumulate. And who knows what happens in the developing gut of a fetus when it's bathed in mercury. So that now that child has, and that child is about, I don't know, 7, 8 years old, 9 years old now, has what's known as small intestine autoimmune disease. It's the only one of her four children who is sick. And we're working to repair that child's gut right now. But this is insane. I mean, I consider this criminal, but it's the standard of care. In a recent podcast that Mary and I just put out, podcast 133, the only vaccine guide a new parent will ever need, is starting to get some circulation in it.
Well, it's obvious to me. I don't think that I'm a dull dolt. I think I got a pretty good brain, and I've been exposed to lots of things in my life. Certainly doing this as a living, you are listening to people all the time who have different points of view. They have different experiences, and so I respect them all, but I will tell you from my point of view what works for me, and that's always what I talk about. I say to Jack and to Ken and anybody else who's on the air that actually works on me, I'm happy to have you talk about me, what's going on with me as an example with other people so that they will learn from my experiences or through my experiences what may be a solution to a problem that you have.
Sure. And when I worked on you last week, what was the response after I got through working on you?
Well, there's something that let loose
yes.
in my brain, or it felt like that's where it let loose, but obviously the blood going to my brain. We have carotid arteries on both sides of our neck, and sometimes those have restrictions that are based on what's going on in your spine. Jack will tell you that he doesn't understand how I can even turn my neck because I don't have anything there. I was hurt badly when I was a youngster, and so most of the cartilage that's in my neck and most of the discs that are there or aren't there would prohibit, if I remember Jack telling me correctly, most people would not be able to move their neck. I can move mine in a normal way. You can't tell by looking at me that I have a problem with my neck, but I do. When I'm on the tractor, I'm looking around, and I'm doing it now. You can hear me move away from the microphone to the various pieces of equipment that I'm using. They're mostly on the right-hand side. I have to turn myself in the seat of the tractor to look back enough so that I can see what's going on. Whereas if I turn to the left, I can see more. I have a broader range over there, and that's because of the restrictions. And Jack says you got to have an X-ray to look at anybody's neck when you go into a place like that, and he's looked at mine, and you can see where there is a restriction. And whether that gets in the way when you straighten out the spine, so it allows the flow then, if I'm correctly understanding what's going on, Jack, it allows the flow of blood to be less restricted as it goes into your brain.
Yes, and we've got two pieces of research we've done as a technique. One of the things that might have caused that lightheadedness is a drop in blood pressure. We have medical guided research of what we do published in the 2007 medical journal, the Journal of Human Hypertension, that talked about a study that related NUCA, what I do, to lowering blood pressure in type 2 hypertensive people, which is serious hypertension. And then we have another piece of research that shows that getting that top bone back into its balanced place, position under the skull, will increase the flow of cerebral spinal fluid through the brain, which is bringing oxygen and bathing every cell in the brain, which also could have added to that lightheaded feeling. A lot of people I take care of will feel that immediately after I work on them.
One of the things also you'll find at Forbidden Doctor, as Jack and his practice with his wife expand, they've discovered things like the formula for long life energy enzymes. These are things that, again, enhance your gut and work on getting the proper digestion to either work with or repair things that are messed up. That, along with the ageless thyroid capsule, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Use the word Doug and you get a 10% discount. But it's this sort of thing that puts Jack and Mary in their practice in a different light, because they live what they talk about. Walk the talk? You walk the talk. And so all the research that's going on in there all the time goes to better the people who will either go see them literally, physically in the clinic, or they go online to ForbiddenDoctor.com, take advantage of a lot of the information that's there that we offer that doesn't cost you anything. And then you can sign up for Jack's. There's a fabulous way. There are all kinds of things. He's got great facilities in his office. I spent all day doing tests with gizmos, and it's kind of fun, actually. <Yeah. laughs> look at all this stuff. When I look at what I found, or what Mary found, actually, about the amount of the glyphosate. Now, here's a guy, me, who doesn't use any chemicals on the farm, and yet I'm loaded with glyphosate. And the only thing we could come up with is that I haven't always eaten organic fruit. And if you're eating non-organic fruit, and they use those sprays, the Roundups and the other things come from Monsanto on the apples to keep them from getting wormy, or on the fruits and vegetables for whatever the reason to keep them from being eaten by various varmints. Yeah, that's a desirable thing. But having that glyphosate in your system, this has to go back to when I was a kid on the farm, or as Mary and I were talking about, whether I wash the apples off or the peaches or whatever. It really doesn't make any difference anymore, because that Roundup, that stuff gets into the fiber of the fruit.
Yeah,
so you gotta buy organic stuff.
Yeah, Monsanto claims that as soon as that stuff hits the ground, it's denatured. And there's no problem. You don't need to worry about it.
For sure.
But we put out a podcast that shows how glyphosate poisoning mimics the Lyme disease symptoms.
Right.
And that there's a lot of people out there running around that are diagnosed with Lyme, but when they start eating organic, the symptoms suddenly start disappearing
now,
within 30 days.
Remember when Mary said to me that she was upset with me because when it looked like I had that blood test last year and it showed I was loaded with Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And in fact, I went on an antibiotic for a while and I didn't like what it did to me, but she says it killed all the things in my gut. We had to go back to probiotics and prebiotics and all that stuff to make my gut healthy. But I'm wondering what we thought it was, not Lyme disease, but maybe this glycophosphate, which has the same, it mirrors, as you just suggested, what happens when you have Lyme disease.
You can just Google it. If you Google glyphosate poisoning and look at all the symptoms, and you Google Lyme and look at all the symptoms. But there's a very interesting thing that was that we discovered along with Dr. McBride, is that your body, you live in a community of these microbes that are around you. You could not survive with the microbes that are in the gut. And you want a healthy balance of these microbes that will go on giving you back what you give them. You give them warmth, you give them moisture, you give them food, and in return, they provide amino acids, they provide B vitamins, they provide all kinds of micronutrients that are essential for very good health. But an interesting, a very fabulously interesting thing about the body is the body will pull into it viruses. It'll pull into it bacteria. It will pull into it parasites. It'll pull in whatever it needs to take care of the problem at hand. And when the problem is solved, those things disappear, either through the stool or they will disappear through the urine in a healthy, functioning body. So you can have the presence of Borrelia burgdorferi, the bug that brings you limes, and later on down the road, it's gone. It's not there anymore. And they say, well, we must have misdiagnosed. No, no, the pathologist knew what they were looking at. Your body didn't need it anymore. So you said the most important thing of the whole show today, Doug, a minute ago, with organic. You move more and more and more to organic, and you watch, combined with very good enzymes, the kind Mary and I talk about, and watch how your health can change in as little as 30 days.
All right. There's the word from Dr. Jack. Here's the word from me on fish oil and krill oil. It's actually from the folks at Purity, the products that they not necessarily, I'm not going to say manufacture, because it's all natural ingredients. They're nothing going to be manufactured. They put it together. They combine, in this circumstance, with krill omega 50 plus the omega-3s with krill oil and give you a product that's good for two different things. The fish oil is great for your heart and for your circulatory system, your cardiovascular system. Get the blood to your brain, to your muscles, all over your body. And then the krill oil boosts your joint comfort because it enhances the bursa, which is the sac around your joints that keeps everything moving. That's the liquidity. So if you'd like to try this product from Purity free, they have a bottle waiting with your name on it. When you dial 800-355-1493, you'll get that bottle. 800-355-1493, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The CoQ10 is for energy. Get it now. Pay a shipping fee. That's a couple of bucks, and that's it. Your bottle free at 800-355-1493. I can tell you firsthand experience with Dr. Jack Stockwell is that he and his wife know what they're talking about, so it's good to have him here to represent their thinking. Matter of fact, Jack got a story about what happened in his clinic with somebody who hasn't been able to speak for a couple of days. Tell us that story, Jack, will you?
Well, there was a 15-year-old boy. I've taken care of him in the past for migraines. He was involved with soccer and started getting migraines as a result of the soccer. And I hadn't seen him for some time, and his mother brought him in about a week ago and said, and he's just sitting there making guttural sounds. No matter what he tries to do to vocalize correctly, it just, he cannot get a word out of his mouth. Well, he woke up like that, and his mother, of course, panics, runs him off to the ER. The ER checks him out. They can't find anything. They want to do a brain scan, and she doesn't want to do that. So she brings him over to the clinic, And since I'd worked on him before, I knew what the kind of problem was and what I needed to do to fix the migraine. And he seemed to be in the same migraine pattern he was in before without any pain. So I worked on him a little bit and cleared him out. What I refer to as being neurologically clear. In fact, what I mean by that is that there's no nerve interference left. He is exhibiting nerve balance inside of his body between the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems. The stuff that speeds you up, the stuff that slows you down can get out of control sometimes. So I took care of him from that approach. And of course, he's still making guttural sounds. And I tell the mother, listen, if this is based on something wrong with some spine problem in his neck, where nerves from the neck will control a lot to do with the speech, then this should help. And I didn't hear anything, and I forgot to call. I usually call on a follow-up, and I didn't. And they came in yesterday. And the guy's just about singing the song. He's so happy. And she said, you know, just very shortly after we left the office, there he was speaking and talking once again. Now, I bring this story up to show that not everything is a drug problem or a surgery problem. A lot of it is just simply a nerve interference problem, which is one reason why chiropractic continues to grow and grow. There's almost 70,000 chiropractors in America today. And as there are more and more, you know, it's kind of bad-mouthed and downplayed by the medical world because it's the number one competition in this country to medicine. And because it's drug-free and hopefully will remain that way, because there are some states out there right now that have bills before their legislature to give Class 2 pain drugs to chiropractors to distribute, which scares me because that would be the end of chiropractic. It'd just be another 70,000 drug pushers.
Well, but there's an interesting sidelight to that. The movie that's out now, 1517 to Paris, about those soldiers that took out the terrorists on the train.
I haven't seen that.
One of the preface, it's not a great movie. It's very slow, and there's a lot of stuff in it that is cumbersome to deal with. But under the circumstances, I found that one of the, in terms of what you're talking about here, there's a scene where the youngsters who are a problem in school, the person in the school tells the mothers that there are a lot of good drugs to take for calming their children down. And of course, hearing that, that's anathema. I sort of chortled out loud in the theater listening to that crap. And you're right, the drug pushers have even inculcated the hierarchy of the education system to convince people that they need to do this sort of thing.
So it's everywhere.
Spend 30 seconds telling people what you actually do. What is it for people who don't know what a NUCA chiropractor is?
Yeah,
what actually do you do?
You can get more information about it at NUCA, N-U-C-C-A, which stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, meaning we only deal with the top bone in the spine because it's the only freely movable bone in the spine because it's not attached with a disc. And at NUCA.org, N-U-C-C-A.org, and I need x-rays. X-rays tell me what the problem is because I haven't any idea what to do without the film. But once I have the film, it's like a key in a lock, and I make a correction to the top of the spine based on that x-ray image. And then I'll tell you, 17,000 patients I've seen in 22 years, 17,000 now. And it's 95-96% effective for what you're looking for.
Well, when I was in there last week, you were correcting me, and I get up off of the table, and I had a blood rush. It was a I've had that on occasion with an adjustment where obviously some channel is opened up in the flow of blood to your brain, and that was the circumstance here. It was really, I guess I would say, exciting to have it happen, but you'd first think, oh, wow. What's going on in my brain that I'm not getting that much blood? And when it opens up, wow, how much better is my brain going to be? So, something to think about. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, forbiddendoctor.com, 59 past the hour.